Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Terrell. How may I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to find out about this thing that my husband did on Facebook for a Makita drill. It says specifically on there, shipping between $1 and $3. We put our information in, didn't even get to finish putting it in, and it was run through our card for almost $60.
Okay, ma'am. So you say that you filled out the survey for the Akita drill, correct? With your husband there.
Yep.
Okay. So I would need that zip code, please.
73701.
All right. Who am I have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Sherry.
What would that last name be?
Start here.
Okay, and what could your husband have put the account name under?
Maybe Earl Chartier.
How would you spell that if your mama asking?
E-A-R-L.
E-A-R-L.
Yep.
Last name.
C-H-A-R-T-I-E-R.
Okay, and could you possibly verify the address on the account for security purposes?
914 Harvest Drive, Enid, Oklahoma, 73701.
Okay, so...
So I'm trying to find out, like, is this a legit thing? Is he getting this drill that we pay $60 for, or how do I get my money back, or what's the deal here?
Let's see. Go. All right, so he entered a contest for one.
Okay, and that's not how that reads.
Yes. I understand that, ma'am, but...
So, if it's a contest for one, then how do I get my money back? Because, I mean, it's misleading to begin with.
Yes, ma'am. And in terms of conditions for the contest, it tells the customer they will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for a meal plan. It teaches customers how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings.
I ain't interested in none of that. Like I said, it's a misleading... thing to begin with, and you know, it says $1 to $3 shipping, but then I'm charged almost $60, and you know, now it's a contest for a drill, and you know, like I said, how can I get my money back?
You sure I can offer you a 35% discount, ma'am?
No.
Not even 50 or 75, ma'am?
No, I'm not interested in all that.
Okay, well, I can look in to see what I can do right quick.
Well, I mean, there shouldn't be a problem getting our money back, so, yeah, I'll be on hold.
All right, ma'am, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, so I am not able to issue you a refund.
Oh. And why not?
Because, ma'am, this is still a valid charge.
Do what?
It's because it's a valid charge, ma'am.
How is it a valid charge when the ad or the survey or whatever the hell it is a misleading ad? Because it's $1 to $3 shipping and it's a contest? They don't put that right there for people to read either. So that's misleading.
Yes, ma'am. Right before you put, I accept, when you hit I accept, it should say terms and conditions.
Okay, but let me explain this. I was putting the card information in there, and as soon as I got the CVC number on there, it went through. I didn't hit anything after that. So I didn't even get a chance to enter or to say or click or nothing. That's what I told him. I said, it already went through.
Yes,
so,
ma'am. I do apologize. I understand your frustration.
Apologies ain't going to fix it, though. Apologies are not going to fix this. Like I said, it's misleading, and now we're out this money on how to eat healthy? No. You know, if it was a drill, fine. But now you're telling me it's about how to learn to eat healthy? No. I'm really trying not to be ignorant here, but I'm slowly getting pissed because it's all misleading.
I do understand, ma'am, but it's really...
I don't think you do. Okay, then who do I talk to about getting my money back? Because I'm not going to stop until I do because of this misleading crap. Like I said, I didn't even get to finish putting anything in before it went through. So how y'all do that, I have no clue.
I really do not know, ma'am, because we all follow the same protocol.
Well, there's got to be a supervisor or somebody, because, like I said, I'm not going to quit until something happens here, because I don't think it's right. We really don't, like anybody else, with paycheck to paycheck and don't have the money to do that. You know, it sounds like a great deal, $1 to $3 shipping, blah, blah, blah. But then when, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't understand or don't realize that it's about how to eat healthy.
Yes, ma'am. I still say I do apologize for everything that's going on, but it really is out of my control.
Well, apologies aren't going to help. Then where's a supervisor or somebody? Because I know there's somebody else I can talk to. I've worked retail my whole life. I know how it goes.
I do apologize, ma'am. I am more than capable of handling this call, and I am sorry, but we all do still follow the same protocol.
So you're not going to let me speak to a supervisor?
One second.
Well, how long ago I was put on hold for a second, and ain't no way to ask questions.
Just one second, ma'am. One second, ma'am.
Hold on.
Just one second, ma'am.
I'm waiting. It's a contest. It's not even another drill. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It says it'll be here in so many days, but now I'm learning it's a contest.
I do apologize, ma'am, but I did end up finding a way that I can get you some money back.
You can give me some money back. And how much is some?
75%, so like $44.98, ma'am.
$44.98?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then I'll take that.
All right, I promise you I do apologize for the me not being too good. But I'm just trying to follow protocol, ma'am. I do.
Sorry, I understand you have a job to do.
All right. And I was sorry. It was 44.92.
All right.
But give me 1 second. I'm going to get that refunded to your account. I would get that canceled. Then after I get that canceled, I'm going to give you a cancellation number after I notate your account, all right?
All right.
All right, so just give me a small minute. It shouldn't be too much longer.
I have no clue. I shut that from quick coming up with.
All right, ma'am, you still there?
Yep.
All right, so I have issued that 75% back to your account. Your account has been canceled. Are you prepared for your cancellation number?
Yeah, 1 second to get my pen. Oh. Okay.
All right, so that will be C as in cat, 920. 606-611.
C as in cat.
Yes, ma'am.
920-606-611.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you for contacting customer service. I'm glad we can get
Thank
this
you.
Issue resolved. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.